by Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go!
Well, welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner here today on the show. We've got our friend Kellis Robinette coming on with us at 4:25. He's on his way to Stillwater right now. Of course, there's a huge game tonight, K-State and Oklahoma State, both teams desperate for a win. We're going to talk about that coming up in the opening segment here, a very unique situation that K-State finds themselves in for this game. We'll go around college basketball at 5:25. You can't be serious at 5:50. We're out of here at 6. You can answer our poll question. Right now it's up on my Twitter account, JL Kurtz. Mitch, this is the part where I ask you to retweet it from the game account. The poll question today, which former K-State coach is most painful to watch coach somewhere else? Obviously, we're going to be talking about Brad Underwood. You're going to see him on the opposite sideline tonight for Oklahoma State. Is it him, Frank Martin, Lon Kruger, or Bob Huggins? I've been interested by the results so far, so continue to vote there. On the poll question, as always, tweet your questions or comments to the game KMAN. You can call us at 537-1350. Today we do have a chance as well to get somebody registered for FanFest, four passes to Royals FanFest, $100 worth of free barbecue from Jack Stack, a free hotel room within walking distance from FanFest in Kansas City. It's a great package. We're giving it away on Friday, but one person gets registered every single day, so be listening throughout the show. At some point today, we will ask for a caller. If you're the caller, you will get registered. We'll draw for it on Friday. That's the lineup for today. And the game tonight will not tip until 8 o'clock. So we got some extra time today to break this one down. And you got some extra time to be nervous and think about it. But for a game between a 2-win Big 12 team and an 0-5 Big 12 team, this one looms very large for both teams, which according to the latest bracketology are still in the NCAA tournament picture. As weird as that may sound with the combined records of these two teams. But I think it's a unique situation for K-State, and I'll start with the fact that, one, they are a three-point underdog or four-point underdog, depending on where you're looking right now, on the road while playing a team that is winless in the conference. But at the same time, we would agree that K-State should be the underdog today.
Yeah, I would.
K-State is 4-25 in their last 29 Big 12 road games. It's been forever since they've won in Gallagher, Iowa. Bruce Weber has not done it. You're 13-4, and Oklahoma State is 10-7, but their strength of schedule is top 25 in the country. Yours is outside the top 100. So, again, like we discussed yesterday, a lot of this comes down to the fact that you've gotten the two easiest Big 12 games out of the way right now, Texas at home, Oklahoma at home, and Oklahoma State has had neither of those. So that's really the only thing that we know for sure separates these two teams in terms of where their conference record is right now. Oklahoma State is a team, I think, that with their offensive firepower, at home at least, has pretty darn high ceiling. With Juwan Evans, Phil Forte, Jeffrey Carroll, the way he's playing right now, I mean, they're the number two scoring offense in the Big 12. So that's part of why it is a little jarring to look at them at 0-5. But they've got weapons. This is not what you would typically think of an 0-5 team being. So, you know, for all those reasons, I think it's how we both arrive at the fact that Oklahoma State should absolutely be the favorite in this game tonight, and it's hard to argue really with Vegas giving basically just the nod to Oklahoma State for being at home. Usually it's that three-point swing. You get 3 points for being the home team. 3 points right now is the Vegas consensus line on Vegas Insider. So it appears that most people view this as two even teams, but you're playing this one in Stillwater.
I think that if you look at this game statistically, K-State is the better team. I know we had Cole Manbeck on yesterday. He said he would make the case that Oklahoma State is the better team. I think, and it doesn't really matter what I think, but I think that if they played on a neutral court, K-State is 6 or 8 points better than Oklahoma State. But you can basically throw out all of the statistics that favor K-State in this game in favor of the one that says that K-State is 4-25 in their last 29 Big 12 road games, because it has involved some losses to some teams that were a lot worse than this Oklahoma State team is. You look at K-State losing a game in Fort Worth a couple years ago, and I know that the mentality of that team was kind of falling apart before the Max exodus and everything like that, but that's a bad loss to a bad team. Losing on the road to Texas Tech in Lubbock, I mean, that Texas Tech team is solid this year, but they were not the last couple years when you've had problems going down there and winning. Losing at Texas in a completely empty drum in Austin last year. K-State's lost some games to some teams that do not have the ability of this OSU team The one thing I do look at that does look good for K-State is that not only is Oklahoma State the worst defensive team in the league, but it is by a really wide margin. They're last in the Big 12 in scoring defense, allowing 79 points per game, and the second-to-last team is allowing 73. I mean, they are way down there in terms of defense. You would think that DJ Johnson would be able to get his against the post-play of Oklahoma State, but again, it has to worry you that K-State has just never been able to get it done on the road.
Yeah, I mean, we can break down, you know, reasons inside the game, the actual matchup, why you think K-State might have some advantages. And I would agree with you there, but at the same time, you throw a lot of it out just based on the mere fact that, yes, they've had so much trouble winning on the road. It's starting to wear on them, it would appear, this year. And at the same time, Oklahoma State has the better overall win here this year. I mean, the only team out of these two that really has a win of any substance is Oklahoma State beating Wichita State. And that's really about where the list stops, you know, when you go with the two teams combined, because, yes, they have beaten some name teams like a Georgetown earlier in the year. Georgetown's proved to be a bad team. You know, I mean, they're 9-7 type of teams that Oklahoma State has wins over that have any kind of name value to them. If you're talking about actual substance, it's really that win in Intrust Bank Arena against Wichita State that stands out here. So you put them being the only team to cross that bridge and actually beat someone of some substance this year, plus the fact that they're playing at home. I think, again, it becomes a pretty easy case to me to make that Oklahoma State should be the team that's favored in this game. The weird part about it and the situation that K-State's pigeonholed themselves into is that, well, we both agree that they should be the underdog. Let me ask you another question. Is this a must-win game for K-State?
Yes.
I think we're both in agreement that this is a must-win game. So you are the underdog. We agree you should not win this game on paper, but yet at the same time, we both agree it's a must-win game. And look, I'm sure there are some out there that disagree with one or both of those notions, but I would think that the general consensus would be pretty on board with both of those. But the reasons for it being must-win are pretty obvious. I mean, just getting over this road hump, if you don't do it here, when is that going to happen? When does that come? You play Texas and Oklahoma both in the last 2 weeks of the Big 12 schedule. Those games are a long ways away, and those are the only two road games that you have left that look potentially easier than this right now. Maybe the Tennessee game, but I'm really just talking about Big 12 here. So you're not going to get to those games until it would be too late. You know, if you can't ever get anybody here on the road and beat a team like an Oklahoma State, you're going to be buried by the time you get to those games, and the way the schedule's set up, it just will not matter. And we know that with every loss, it seems to wear more on the players, the fans, everybody. You just keep going through this with another game, be it on the road or not. Another loss here, dropping to 2-4 in the league, top 10 team coming in this weekend with West Virginia. It's just going to put another brick on your back every single time you do that. And at some point, it's going to break. And I think that would be before you get to any road games that are easier than what you've got here with Oklahoma State.
I agree, and I think that you just look at it mathematically and what you would have to do if you dropped a 2-4. I mean, we've said that K-State probably needs to get to 10-8 to make the NCAA tournament. I'm even willing to just entertain the thought of a 9-9 right now because of how weak the bubble is, if that includes a win at Tennessee. But even if we're talking about 9-9, if you fall to 2-4, what's your level of faith that you are going to be able to
go,
you know, 7-5 at that point the rest of the way just to get to 500 in the league? And that still involves another game against Baylor, which is on the road, two games against West Virginia, and another game against KU. There's four games right there. I mean, it's just mathematically, it doesn't really add up unless you were to rattle off something in Kansas City at the Big 12 tournament. So it makes tonight really, really big. And you said tonight is a must win tonight is a game that you would win on paper, or you wouldn't choose K-State to win on paper. I think you would choose them to win on paper, but not in venue, is really what you would say.
Well, that's
like
a whole part of it. The paper is going to say at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
So it's all involved there. So I'm going to go ahead and include all that in the same spot there. And thus I think it's still a must win for K-State, even though they would not be the team that's favored by most people heading into this one. And it just comes down to, at some point, you have to win. I know I'm sounding like a broken record. I mean, it's been the same deal for like three games now. But at some point, you got to win one of these. And
It's been the same deal for 3 years now.
Well, you're telling me, buddy.
I'm just saying.
But it comes down to, I think, okay, K-State is capable of beating Oklahoma State. They are capable of beating teams like this. I think we've seen that with the way that they performed in losses this year. in losses to Kansas the most, and then Maryland, followed by Texas Tech, and maybe some of Baylor, too. I mean, they played all right. We've seen what they're capable of doing, hanging with teams like this, which would then, you know, transitive property, you would think, qualify you to be okay in beating at Oklahoma State. But there's just not any trust there with you to do it. You're running out of leash. I mean, back when I was a kid and my mom's asking me to do chores, like, she knows that I'm capable of being able to get up and vacuum. That was always one of my chores that I had. I can remember, like, in high school, and I hated doing it. She knew darn well that I was capable of getting up and vacuuming, but, you know, by about the third or fourth time she asked to ask me and I'm not actually doing it, she's just going to abandon it, and I'm in trouble. I'm grounded. I'm losing something. I mean, you reach your point where it's just, all right, it's done. You've blown your chance. We know K-State is capable of beating Oklahoma State or teams like that, but they have blown a lot of chances so far, and at some point it's going to come time where you just got to say, all right, that's it. There's nothing left. You don't have a chance anymore to get to the NCAA tournament. You blew too many opportunities here.
Well, and something that K-State has to do really well tonight if you are going to win this game is rebound. And K-State was poor in that department against Baylor. I know that Baylor is the longest team in the Big 12, and everyone's going to struggle to rebound against them. But I'm just looking at this in terms of the whole season. K-State sits here today dead last in the Big 12 in rebounding, averaging 34 a game. Oklahoma State, a team that arguably has less front court presence than you, they are actually fourth in the Big 12 at 38 a game. So you have got to be able to box out Oklahoma State. And I mean, this is a game, I think the path to victory starts with DJ Johnson getting a double-double, not just going like 16-5 or something like that. He's got to get his on the glass as well, and that's one way that K-State can win this game.
Well, there's another aspect in play here, and obviously Brad Underwood being on the other sideline adds some intrigue to this matchup. We're going to tackle some of that later on in the show. That's another layer to this. I could have included there, you know, another reason this becomes an important one to win is that fans will start to chatter up again about Brad Underwood, which has quieted down here, I think, in recent weeks and months, ever since he was hired at Oklahoma State when it became a big deal. But if you lose this game, does it become a big issue again? And how much does that actually tangibly affect things? We'll discuss that at 4:40. Get to the poll results at 5:10. Which former K-State coach that's out there coaching right now is the most painful to see? Is it Brad Underwood? We'll get to that at 5:10. But coming up next, Kellis Robinette from the Kansas City Star, Wichita Eagle. He's on his way to this game in Stillwater. Is he on board with this being a must-win? We'll ask him coming up.